Milk bottle.
Everybody does not want to hire a girl with a blue streak in her hair.
I don't want to be treated like my own cleaning lady.
Excuse me.
Ever since I saw that movie, I think of myself as like a Shirley Valentine Valentino.
Excuse me.
Have you ever met a funny Muslim person?
Give me a break. Excuse me. Excuse me.
And it seems to me you lived your life like a podcast in the wind.
I can't believe it took us this long to get to Elton.
Knowing John. Who to cling That's to when your podcast sings.
Okay. In any event.
Podcast and the Jets.
All right, Benny.
You know what's funny?
Very desperate. You know what's funny to me is we've done how many of these?
100.
147.
Sure.
13, 10, yeah. I don't know what.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you still haven't figured out your theme song.
No.
You're driving everyone crazy.
No, I'm not, Rana.
By singing a different song every time, and you still haven't landed on me.
You know what this expression means, Rana? Read a room. Read a room. Read a room.
Read a room?
Read a room. You're not reading the room.
Read a room.
Correct.
Yeah.
The room I'm reading enjoys me trying different things, versions, until we find the right one. I'm going to keep on moving. Gonna keep on, keep on,
what room
keep
are
on
you
grooving.
Reading, may I ask?
My room, our room, the room, the room.
I'm the only person in the room right now.
But it's the room is like
so
a, it's
not
a metaphor.
The room.
No, metaphorical room. The room is the car or the place where everybody's listening to our podcast. The room is for you people out there in the radio waveland.
So you're saying
America.
You've heard from our listeners.
No, I haven't directly heard anything. What I'm saying is I don't need to because I'm reading the room. I'm vibing. I'm feeling vibes, waves, radio waves. I put the waves out with my voice and then I get back.
But you're not getting any feedback.
Energy, Rana. Energy, psychic energy.
Okay.
Energy. Everything is energy. Dr. Oz taught me that. Your energy is completely matched to the energy you put out as the energy you receive. It's all mishmash, yin-yang, yin-yang.
That's wonderful.
Frick-frack.
Dr. Oz taught you that?
One of the daytime shows. I can't remember because I was lying on the couch snoozing a little bit. It was good. The information went in anyway.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it was your new friend who told you that.
Risa Klein. Oh, is she adorable?
Beverly
44
has made
years
a new
old.
Friend.
If she's a day, she looks to be about 34 years old. She is so cute. I want to put her in my pocket. I could. She thinks I'm funny. She thinks I'm just funny.
You have a laugh together.
She laughs at everything I do or say. Yeah. I say, Risa, uh-oh. And she says, uh-oh, Beverly, you said uh-oh. You understand?
Is she impaired in some way?
No, what are you talking about? There's nothing wrong with her. She's perfectly healthy. She's single. It's very hard to make
44
friends.
44 and single?
You know what? I don't know what kind of a past she had, but it's hard.
Is she divorced?
No, I don't think she's ever been with anybody. I think she never met Mr. Right. Anyway.
44.
It's hard to move to the North Shore of Boston if you've never been here before. I've started a whole life. People are not very friendly.
Where's she from?
Very cold. You know what I mean? They're cold people.
I thought
people.
You said she was from.
She's from South Shore.
Oh, I see.
South Shore.
Situate.
She moved to the North Shore. She barely knows
Quincy.
Anybody. I don't remember where. It doesn't matter. That's her old life. That's old Risa Klein. I only know new Risa Klein.
And where did you meet Risa?
Where did I meet her? JCC?
Yeah, I want your room that you're reading to know who you're talking about.
I want everybody to know in the room, everyone who's in the room, that I met Risa Klein at the JCC, the Jewish Community Center.
So this is your Zumba partner?
Yeah. Well, she's in the class. Sure. She does it, whatever. She doesn't have to do it as often because she's in terrific shape. And
yeah,
so when she
44?
Takes off, I take off. I said, you know what? I don't need it either. Who needs it? We go get a mocha latte.
Oh, well, that sounds fun.
Yeah.
But I thought maybe Risa was the one that gave you the Dr. Oz advice because it's Risa.
Well, listen, Risa's fun. I needed a fun friend in my life. Not to say, Ron, that you're not fun.
Oh.
No, you're fun.
Oh.
You are fun.
Oh, I'm not
you're
fun?
A different kind of fun. People have different kinds of fun.
And what sort of fun am I?
You're fun, like, you know, fun to, you know, eat or cook or with the kids and, you know, fun. You're fun. We do this. That's fun in its way. And, you know, we have, you know, when we do a holiday, that's traditional fun. We do traditional fun. Very traditional fun. With her, it's more like spontaneous. Like, I don't know, let's go to the Schubert and just buy a ticket and see what's playing. And then if we don't like it, we leave. Yeah, we try to get our money back. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Or let's go take a walk near the reflecting pool near the Christian Science Monitor and take our pictures upside down.
She's basically exactly the same as you.
She's fun, Rhonda. Mm-hmm. You know what? You can take it however you want to. I don't want you to be jealous. There's no replacement for Rhonda in my heart. My heart has a hole the size of you that you fit in like a cookie in a cookie cutter.
I am not concerned.
Me neither.
I'm thrilled. Good. I feel like I didn't have to hire a babysitter.
No.
I didn't have to hire a nanny.
What do you mean?
Risa Klein came into your life.
Yeah.
And she'll take a duck tour with you. I'm not going to do anything like
that. You know what? She loves a duck tour. Isn't that fun?
I'm thrilled.
Me too.
I couldn't be happier.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll tell you what I'm not thrilled about.
Well, tell me. What's going on, Rhonda? It's been a couple of days. I haven't talked to you.
I'm having a hard time.
Are you?
I had a fight with Jordan.
Excuse me?
Believe that should be your reaction. Do you
this
think,
is a
I
woman
had a crossword?
Who never, I have never heard a vocal decibel above a whatever a low decibel would be at your son
never.
From you, ever.
I don't think I've ever raised my voice with him.
Never.
Maybe when he was very small.
Well, but sure, when he did because, when he did know, like a number two and right it was right next to the toilet or the potty.
Sure.
He didn't go in the potty
no,
or,
I
or when he peed
well,
in the
never
bushes.
I yell at
or,
him for not using the...
Right.
Commode correct.
Right, right, right.
But, you know.
But if he did something nasty,
to do something.
Put a little finger paint on your wall or whatever.
But whatever it is, I have
pick his nose
my,
and stick it under the pillow Jordan, or under the bed.
And I have such a relationship.
You have a strong bond.
Very strong.
Ever since Bob died.
Ever since Bob passed.
Dr. Bob.
Yes, Dr. Bob. Ever since Dr. Bob passed. We've been very strong.
Oh, that
very
was a hard, you know what? That was a hard
us.
Time for everybody.
Okay.
That was
you know
such,
what? Excuse me. Let's
it was not, a hard time for everybody.
Here we go.
It was.
Can I just tell you about the hard time I'm having now? Would you have to bring Bob up again?
No, I didn't bring Bob up.
Well, you did.
No, what I'm saying is, Rhonda, I've been there with you through it all.
Okay, but okay? What I can't do is with you talk about Bob's death again, because that's all you ever want to talk about. You have a morbid curiosity when it comes to Bob.
Am I saying anything? But for those of you who don't know out there, he died snorkeling, which... It is what it is. You make your draw your own picture, make your own
Why
conclude.
Is that so hard for you to get over?
Because it's a very relaxing activity for
Can't
someone to have a massive
it.
Coronary
Can't get past it.
Being in a giant aquarium, okay. Rhonda. If I were you, if I would have looked more into whatever foul play, that's it. That's all I'm saying. You left it wide open is what I'm saying. It feels like you didn't flush.
You actually just compared how I dealt with the investigation into my husband's death to leaving a toilet, the action of flushing a toilet incomplete.
What, you didn't get
That's
all, did you get all your answers? You got all your answers?
Oh my God.
I didn't get
you know
all
what,
my
honestly,
answers.
Honestly, Beverly, I'm so upset about the Jordan thing right now. I don't even care what you're talking
about. Okay, move on. Moving on. He died snorkeling, which
Please.
I've never heard of anyone ever doing, but go on. Continue.
Jordan says to me, Ma, the holidays are coming up. I want to make my plans. I said, terrific. What do you want to do? I always think it's a good idea for him to take a trip. He works so hard at
You always
school.
And you always do a nice shop for him
and
beforehand.
It's important
and,
for him to have sure. free time and understand the importance of playing hard and working hard.
Yeah, play hard, work hard.
Balance.
Michael Jordan.
Balance.
Michael Jordan.
He says, Mom, thinking about taking a trip. I said, terrific. What are you thinking about? He says, Yves, his friend.
His man friend,
his
boyfriend,
collaborator, his cinematographer,
who is also his very close, intimate friend.
Well, they have a very intimate friendship. I mean, they're very close, probably almost as close as Jordan and I. He says Eve wants to take me to Cuba with him.
Excuse me?
Cuba. He wants to take me to Cuba with him. I said, well, that's nice for Eve, but first of all, how are you two ever going to get in there? And second of all, I don't want to talk about visas. I don't think it's safe. It doesn't sound safe to me. I mean, does it sound safe to you?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm going to need you to... Risa, the other day...
Are you kidding?
Wait. Do you know Necco Wafers?
Yes.
New England Candy Company?
Yes, I know all about Necco Wafers, and I know all about how they had to redesign their candy
right.
and everything else.
Do you want to have a funny... You want to have a laugh right now?
You want to talk about Necco Wafers?
No. Before I forget, I want to tell you what Risa made a joke. She said, if Lifesavers did what Necco did to the public, they would have to change the name completely because they would have like destroyed lives. With some kind, you know, I'm not wording it correctly, but it was like she made a pun about Lifesavers and it was so funny. I wanted to tell you before I forget. Go back again. So he's taking a trip?
He wants to go to Cuba, Beverly.
You can't go to Cuba.
Cuba.
You can't go to
he
Cuba.
He wants to go to Cuba.
Who can go to Cuba?
What do you think I thought of that? I said, absolutely not. It's not safe. I said, don't go to Cuba. Go to Mustique. Go to Martinique. I'll buy you a ticket. I'll get you a place in Martinique. Go to St. Bart's. See what I care. But Cuba? What do you want to go to Cuba for? He said, Hervé wants to explore his heritage. I said, that's great for Hervé, but you're not Cuban. You don't speak Spanish. I said, where are you going to stay? He said, we're going to stay with Hervé's uncle. I said, there is not a hotel to stay at in Cuba. I said, who's his uncle? He said, he's a very prominent member of the homosexual community.
You know what?
I said, now I know you're kidding. Because you're actually,
that to me is,
you're asking to walk into the fire.
The here. One part of the story that I find relatively, Rana, you know what will make you feel better?
I mean, can you understand how upsetting that would be for
yeah,
me?
Now that
so
I heard.
So we got in a big fight. He said, why are you trying to control me? Which is crazy. I always listen to what he says.
Yeah.
And, you know, I said, look, I'm your mother. What am I supposed to think? This is a good idea. And we got off the phone angry, and I've been very upset ever since.
I'm going to make you feel 150 times better right now.
Luckily, I can see his account, so I know he hasn't purchased any tickets or anything like that.
In 25 minutes, I'm being picked up outside this front door by Risa in her Nissan Altima. And there is a room in the back for someone else. We're going to go, and we're going to go to her rec room, and we're going to do Jillian Michaels' 30-day shred.
Excuse me?
The shred. We're going to shred.
You're shredding?
You understand what that is?
What are you telling? What
it's
are you saying?
20-minute workout. You can lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. The 30-day shred. You want to come?
How? Not eating?
No. It didn't say anything about diet. You can eat whatever you want.
You can eat a cheeseburger.
I have been.
And then move around for 20 minutes?
Sure, and then have pizza or whatever.
Yeah, and how's it going?
Well, I'm only on day two. But Risa and I are laughing our heads off. You will die laughing because you won't be able to get through the whole thing. It's 20 minutes of very, very hard work. I mean, I barely get through the first five before I'm on the floor laughing at myself and how old I am. You need like a light spot, like a bright spot. You need to spend more time with
Risa. I'm telling you that I've had the first real argument I've ever had with my son, who is possibly the most precious thing to me in this world. And you're telling me I should come to Risa's rec room and shred. Is that right?
Oh, damn it. Damn it. Damn it. Damn it. Damn it. Do you have a water bottle?
You know what? Let's go to our interview.
Risa always brings me an extra, but I'm beginning to feel bad.
That's great.
Because she's always lending me
that's
one.
That's wonderful.
And it just feels, because you know what happens? I forget to give them back, and now I have a kitchen full of water bottles. Can I borrow one of yours?
Let's go to our interview.
So that's a yes.
Please, Gnug. We are here
with someone who was one of the top 12 comics to watch.
Well, 10.
How many were there?
It
was top 10?
It's not a huge.
Like David Letterman. It was on David Letterman's list of top 10 people.
This guy.
Of the year.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
First of all, he knows Boston very well.
Yeah.
Because I believe he went to Emerson, if I'm not mistaken.
I did.
Harris.
You did went to Emerson.
Whittles.
I did went to Emerson.
Harris Whittles.
Whittles.
Studied English.
Went to no H. Whittles.
Went to Emerson?
I did.
To study English?
No, that was a joke because I misspoke. But I studied TV production.
TV production. That's not a really like
oh,
something
is that
to
funny?
Study, though.
Wait, so you wanted to be behind the scenes?
Well, I thought sort of I did, both. And then I realized
now,
that I don't
care. When you get a degree in television production, what do they teach you? How to stand behind a camera.
It's like shoot, yeah, how to like turn a camera on and how to fix the light.
Are you using those skills?
Not at all.
No.
But I did, I took TV writing classes and I'm using some of those.
You did?
Yeah.
So they were helpful?
They were, I think.
But
yeah.
How were they helpful?
Are
the
they
people
helpful
that were teaching you weren't actually writing in television?
Yeah, I mean, are they helpful by osmosis or do you ever find yourself using a skill that you actually learned or you just think, well, I've got that education so it must be in there somewhere?
Well, when I got my first job, I think that I literally submitted a spec that I wrote.
What was your first job?
Oh, okay. It was on the Sarah Silverman program.
Oh, is she adorable?
She is cute.
Wait a minute.
She's got a mouth on her.
I don't know who her dermatologist is.
She's got beautiful skin.
She
yeah,
has got,
yeah.
I mean, she
yeah.
is stunning.
She's
yeah.
50 years old, but
yeah.
she looks
well,
really,
she's
really good.
50, but
so
she,
close to it.
She is stunning.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess she spends the whole day drinking
scrubbing.
Water, bathing in buttermilk, and
yeah,
writing
yeah.
jokes.
So mm-hmm. she handpicked you as part of her writing staff. For the Sarah Silverman pogrom.
Yeah.
Pogrom.
That is true.
Pogrom.
Correct. Yeah.
Program.
Well, that's she a used pogrom a bunch of M's
is a very different thing.
You're yeah. one of the only very people picked up thing. On that.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Everyone else calls it the Sarah Silverman show, but you went.
A program. Yeah. It was a program. Yeah. And how long did you do that for?
I did that for 2.5-3 years.
And were you like the kid there, like they kicked you around, like kicked the can, kicked the Harris?
Yeah, they didn't really kick me around. I guess they did kick me around a little bit.
Yeah.
I was a kid. I was 22.
Oh, you're very... Are you
I'm
even,
not that old now.
Are you even 30?
No, I'm 27 now.
That's very
that
successful.
Wonderful?
What for your
I
age?
I look at you and you I look, just think my son Jordan will be doing just as well as you are. Better.
What's he doing?
He
now?
Might. He might.
He's at Tisch.
He's not.
Cool,
it's
are,
funny.
Though.
It's NYU.
My sister
got a dark
went there.
It's very yeah. funny. You mentioned that you did TV production. He's doing film. So he's like one step
yeah.
ahead.
Right, right. Yeah, yeah.
yeah.
That's,
so he's already like one step ahead.
Harder, yeah.
Could I see a nice Jewish boy like you, 27, doing so well? And I think... I'm not worried. I wasn't worried anyway, but
right.
I think I'm really
he's a goth.
Not worried.
He's a goth. You
he's
know goth?
Goth?
I think
not,
he's a goth.
Excuse
he looks
me.
Like a vampire.
Does he wear a lot of black?
A lot of black, very skinny.
He does like a hair product. He'll do like
he
a swoosh
AIDS.
In his hair.
You, never, you know AIDS?
He wears
yeah,
occasionally he'll do a little like a little eyeliner, like a cure. He likes
I find
the
it
cure.
Terrifying.
It's a throwback.
I feel like he looks to me
retro.
Like a
he's retro.
Killer.
Okay.
He's retro.
All right. Well, he's artsy. He's got to express
right.
himself. Right?
Thank you.
Yeah.
See?
Okay.
From one to another.
Yeah.
He absolutely
he makes me very
cut
nervous.
From the same cloth.
We don't look
I'm sure
like that.
You, did you go through phases when you were younger? Like,
oh, well, did I go through a phase?
I mean, did I go through phases where I look great and then I look better and then I looked even better? Yeah. Those are the sort of phases I went through. Yeah.
I,
as
yeah.
you can see.
Were you like,
as you can see.
I can yeah. see. Yeah.
I yeah. went through a lot of phases. Yeah. I had like a phase where I got a perm, a permanent.
A perm
did.
Phase?
Yeah, I did permanent. And then I did like a
then
long.
Then you had a body wave.
Then I had a body wave.
This is all
then
just hair stuff we're talking
yeah.
about, right?
Yeah. You got, okay. What else are we talking
well,
about?
Well, just
yeah.
like lifestyle phases. Like
yeah, listen to me. Listen to me. Let me tell you something. Hang on a minute.
When she looked like a poodle at her girl's B'nai Mitzvah.
That's right. I did. I was like out to like a big ball on my head. Like I look like Janita Brown.
Who is Janita
that?
Brown?
Who's the one from the movie?
What
movie?
The movie.
You're talking about I'm going to get you blaxploitation movies? Is that
yeah,
what you're talking
that's
about?
What my hair looked like.
Oh, okay.
Pam Grier? Right.
Pam Grier. There she is.
Janita Brown.
What did I say? Pam
off.
Grier, I meant.
Juanita might yeah. have been the word you were looking for.
Whatever.
First
you know what I'm saying? It's
okay,
like, I
like
hair.
Her.
Let me give you a tip, Harris, right. about women. Mm-hmm. Your hair. Is very, very reflective
yeah.
of where you are in your life.
Absolutely.
If I, so a girl with like, if she has
limp.
Crazy highlights, yeah. maybe it's like a blue streak in it. What's that?
Well, she's, that means she's mad at her parents and that's going to change in a couple of years.
It also means
she'll be back
she's
again.
What we would call faux adventurous.
She's faux. Okay.
Yeah,
I literally
person,
just dealt with a person like, I'm,
yeah.
I'm
recently?
Yeah. I'm
how
defining
old was,
a specific
how old
person
was she?
Right now. She's 24.
Four. Okay. That's not
now,
true.
So this is a person who, if you want to give us, it's up to you. You want to give us a little background, we'll tell you what's wrong with her. But if you want to just go off the blue streak, we
I
can.
Feel she's
this
a,
was an ex-girlfriend.
She's
I
a makeup
had
artist.
A rekindling with.
Is she a makeup artist?
She's an actress.
Ugh.
Well, that's the. There it is. There it is. Well,
so stay away from actors.
No, I mean, I'm not saying stay away from. Look, everyone knows you should stay away from actors, but what I'm saying is.
Okay, so you are saying that.
No, no. Some of them. Look, there's an exception to every rule, right. but what
if
I
if you
am
were to
saying,
meet Holly Hunter tomorrow, get in there.
What I am
please,
saying.
Home for the holidays. My
if this
movie.
Girl, I don't know what sort of an actor she is.
Yeah.
I don't know whether she's any good. I don't know whether she calls herself an actor. Sure. I don't know whether she is an actor. I don't know how it works.
Sure.
But what I know is this. Everybody does not want to hire a girl with a blue streak in her hair. There's about four jobs for that. Okay, one of them is NCIS. The other one is Criminal Minds.
Yeah.
The other one was 24. The other one is, I mean, if she wants to play a computer expert on
yeah,
something.
They already have
that. A
those.
Quirky computer expert.
Right.
Those jobs are filled.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
So if she's serious about her career, she right. wouldn't have a blue streak
okay.
in here.
Well,
unless,
good,
of
yeah.
course, she's writing her own one-woman shows. She's a playwright. She's
oh.
an alternative
you know what she
sort
wants to
person.
Call her show?
What?
My Blue Hair. Or My Blue Streak. Or My Blue Period.
Or My Blue Heaven.
My Blue Period.
Yeah.
She means
oh,
like
my blue
Picasso.
Okay.
My Blue
Picasso.
Period.
My Blue Period. Like,
no, I mean like menstruation.
Because oh, okay.
that would be an odd choice.
My Blue
like,
Period. Like
yeah.
a sad
Yeah. 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 My femininity makes me very
yeah,
upset.
Oh, that,
ooh, that was,
that
I went
good.
So deep.
That was
for
more
a minute.
Than
I did.
You're going to get, you'll have a, you'll be taking an Imitrex by the end of the day.
Yeah.
You'll have a migraine.
You know
that
what,
used up a lot of power.
Sure, I have a, yeah,
a lot of power.
I feel like I'm spark plugging. Now,
what happened with this girl, if you don't mind our asking?
Yeah. Oh, no, it's fine.
Wait, now, do you do stand-up comedy?
I do.
And so when you do stand-up, do you talk about your relationships?
I used to not, and then I started to, and it was actually
people
little,
responded.
It's true, it's a little therapeutic.
Tell us a little something
people,
about well, I your think perspective
it's
on.
It's important for the audience to feel that everybody's, you know,
in the same pants.
A common humanity.
Well, exactly. I think that like comedy is harder to like. If I wish I was a musician so that I could like express my sadness when I break up with a girl. You know, like they. That's like prime creative output time.
River.
Yes.
Yeah.
And for comedy though, you have to kind of. I have to be in like a good mood to want to be funny. And
right. So unless you're an angry comic.
I'm not an angry comic. Yeah. No. I'm not like your Louis
then it
Black
is the right here. Time for you.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
But I'm not, I don't, I
and
like
you don't seem
funny
like a misogynist.
No, you're not, you're so. Not no. Off-putting.
Okay.
But you. I think maybe you were, we knew you a few years ago. You seemed a little, a little aloof or a little insecure. So you, it manifests itself with crustiness.
Oh, so I thought he was happier. When
no,
you
no,
met
no,
him a
no,
few
no,
years
no,
ago.
No, no.
He
was
actually,
much angrier than.
When I met you a few years ago, I'm constantly, my life is defined by sad periods of breaking up with girls.
Oh,
I think.
That's because you're 27.
Right, exactly.
Yeah,
and that's what life is.
Luckily, that'll come to an end at some point. Doesn't Hopefully. Mean you'll get married. It means you'll grow up.
Right. Yeah. Well,
you won't care so much
I'm
about this
on.
Stuff. But at the moment, it's I mean, you could write a sitcom about this.
I could.
Not about her, but about, you know, being young and breaking up. And they're all about the same thing.
So Blue that's Streak, true. Not so good. Not going
well. Well, Ray, the last time I met you was this other girl.
Oh.
From college. That was my college sweetheart.
She was very tall.
Yeah.
Yes, she was very tall.
Not Jewish.
Not Jewish.
At all.
None of them have been Jewish.
Well, that's okay.
And I'm
get it out of your system. Get it out of your system.
Whatever you need to do. Heartbreak
my
kid.
Mom would
heartbreak
love
kid.
That you said that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not opposed to Jewish girls. I just happen to.
I know, but here's the thing. Here's a little information for you. You never marry your type. Okay?
Yeah.
Your type is like your psychosis or your problem.
Yeah.
So these girls that you keep going through and you'll cycle through them as long as you can and take your time and however long it takes, just don't marry any of them.
No.
Because that just gets complicated. I mean,
right.
Legally it's complicated.
Right,
yeah.
Right,
you know,
right, sure.
They move in, they move out, you're a homeowner, now we're a homeowner, now you're a homeowner, they have to sell that.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Okay. Yeah.
There's a dog involved, who knows?
Right.
Yeah.
But these people that you think are your type that you're after,
right?
That's your problem.
Okay.
Okay.
It's like id, ego, super.
Whatever it is you think you need, you're trying to find from these people. At some point, you're going to figure out who you are. You'll move on. You marry a nice girl. You have a nice family with her. Maybe you're not the most attracted to her that you have been to anyone in your life.
But that goes anyway.
These
anyways.
Things happen, but you have a beautiful home,
and you have
gorgeous children, and your life is the way you want it to
you
be.
You are going to be able to masturbate until the day you die.
That's reassuring.
But well, that's what I'm saying.
I'm real good
you
at
You are
it.
Going to be able to do that. So
okay,
you don't
great.
Need a woman to do like be a sex maniac for the rest of your life. Who cares?
Well, you're going to be tired at some point anyway.
Listen to me. Self-love is important. It's essential. I love myself with my hand.
Are you both married? I'm sorry.
I am a widow.
You're both
and divorced several times. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So yes. So we're both Jewish and we're both available. If that's
all right.
I kid. Are you kidding? That's like dating my son. Is that funny?
I've been around the corner.
I could do worse.
What's the
I could do
that
worse.
You guys have dated it since you
dated or slept with in a romantic way?
Whatever you want to share.
I mean, that's
complicated because I've been to Europe several times. I have.
We do spend a fair amount
Loud
of time
and
in Europe.
Clear.
It's different standards over there. They don't mind. And they like older women. They prize older women.
They value wisdom.
So, you know, what may not have been acceptable in the United States or under United States law.
She's been having her Shirley Valentine.
For like 12 years.
Yeah.
Ever since I saw that movie, I think of myself as like a Shirley Valentine, Valentino. Shirley
Let me
Valentine.
Ask you a question, Harris.
Yeah.
Okay.
About this girl, and you don't have to get specific about her, but I'm curious about the relationship. Yeah. Was there any cruelty involved? Were you mean to each other? Did anybody say any things they resented?
It was entirely
regretted,
cruel.
Rather?
Oh, so it was, you're this, you're that kind of person. How can you live with yourself?
Why don't you change? Why don't you change?
Yes.
Why don't you change?
Yes.
Guess news for you. No one changes unless they want to.
Nope.
Other people don't change other
you're
people.
Never, it's never
Doesn't
gonna,
matter.
Yeah.
How
Can't
much they love you, how
yep.
much they don't love you.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the other thing. If I could go back and do one thing differently in my life.
Oh, I know.
What?
You would have bought those shoes in navy blue. There is a pair that she loves.
That is
the
true.
They are absolutely gorgeous. Now there's two things, guess, because that's
But I mean, it was a limited edition, and why struggle?
Were they Manolos? That's the only women's shoe brand that I know.
They were actually Chanel's, but they were doing like a special. It had sort of a patinaed pebbled leather. It was gorgeous.
I don't know what any of that word. word.
The funny thing about that, though, is listen, do I look like a person who doesn't buy shoes when I want them?
No, you seem
and
like
for
a
some
shoe
reason,
hound.
I said to myself, you know what, Ronnie, you don't have to have every pair of shoes.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, she got them in cream.
Was that practical? Cream. No, I live in New England. I should have gotten the navy blue if I was going to get one, but the cream was so stunning.
She's been talking about it for years.
I mean, it's a shoe that looks better on a shelf than it does on a foot. So I walk into my closet, it makes me happy. But when I'm walking outside, or when I go to symphony, whatever it is, I wish I had the navy blue. Anyway, that's not what I was going to say. If there was something I would change about my younger years, if there was something I could know, knowledge that someone could tap me on the shoulder and say,
if she could go back in a time machine and talk to Rana, if Rana could talk to Rana.
Well, and the funny thing about this is it doesn't matter. I'll give you this advice. You'll hear it. You'll pretend to process it. You'll forget it. That's called youth. Okay. I would have done the same thing if someone had done it for me.
Okay.
There is no time for cruelty in this world. Mm-hmm. Don't ever let someone treat you poorly, and don't treat other people poorly.
Right.
There's absolutely no excuse for it.
Unless
this
they do something like, that's unacceptable. Like if you have someone working in your house and they do something, don't, you know, they
I'm talking
tell you
about
don't
in a romantic.
You,
I'm
they,
also talking about
they say,
an employer. But
or they
I'm
say, I took out the
relations.
Recycling and then they don't, they let it sit. And then you realize when you go to put a can in there and it overflows, and then you go and you tell that person, you say, listen, Paco, if their name is Paco or if it's something else, you say, do me a favor. Okay. I am a very good employee. Mrs. likes you very much.
Okay.
So it would be nice if you if you respected me.
Right. So do one to others. These are very like, these are like Jesus Christ principles.
No, it's not. This isn't a do one. I'm not saying you don't necessarily treat someone how you want to be treated.
Right.
Because you can't control what their actions
are. I don't want to be treated like my own cleaning lady.
But what you do, you do not, it's more about how you allow yourself to be treated.
Yeah.
Right.
You understand?
Yeah.
I mean, you absolutely, there's absolutely no time for this. Someone's being cruel. Someone's being a jerk. Listen, everyone knows when someone's being a jerk and you know when you're being a jerk.
Harris,
and that's the moment where you say, Gnug. I'm walking away from this.
The human condition should not apologize for itself.
Okay.
That is beautiful.
Thank you.
I think I know
Thank
what it
you.
Means.
No one knows what it means. Yes, I do know what it means.
What does it mean, Beverly?
It means what it says, what it is.
Define it for
us. Okay, the human condition, okay?
Yeah.
It shouldn't ever have to apologize. What is the human condition?
Well, no, now you're
competing. It's just humans, whatever that condition is. You know, it's like you can't apologize for conditioning.
I'm not entirely sure you
But more importantly, so you went from Sarah Silverman to Amy Poehler.
Yeah.
Yes, to Parks and Recreation.
Yeah, to Parks and
writing
Recreation.
You have a specialty in writing for very funny, strong comedic women.
Coincidentally, that is who
That is interesting.
That's like your brand.
Yet you would never date a woman with that kind of like,
Amy
Poehler
from Burlington, Massachusetts.
Also from Massachusetts.
All New England. This is all Boston connection.
She's
it's all Boston.
Isn't
here.
That funny? Isn't that funny?
All Boston.
I'd love to date a strong female.
Right.
Sure of herself and...
Well, blue hair wasn't one of those. She might have been masquerading as one.
Yeah. Right.
She didn't know.
She might have been a little mouthy.
Yeah.
And you took that to mean she was confident.
Brassy.
Right, yeah. Right. Yeah. And
she
you know
wasn't.
What is important is that she was funny. She made me laugh, you guys.
How were her breasts?
They were lovely.
Yeah, they were big, weren't they?
They were like not
a good size.
Huge. I don't need huge.
No, but you like, well, you can get a hand around it and get involved.
Yeah, you can get a full hand.
That's all you need. Yeah.
And then like a butt is good.
Oh, you like a nice large bubble
like
butt.
A dish,
sure,
what was her worst quality?
Where to start?
So that
huh? She never would like admit that she was like
oh that's
wrong ever.
Well, that never changes. Let me tell you something. That's gonna be a change on you.
Yeah,
we are never wrong. Ultimately, women.
Oh, okay.
We are right. It is about.
I know.
Where
so
you...
maybe I fucked. Sorry.
No,
I don't know what I can say.
It's okay. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
You get listen.
It's
you get
but maybe
angry,
I should accept.
You say the
that
F
that's
word.
All...
You want me to
no,
say
no,
a bad
no,
word?
No.
Bad word? Nigger.
Oh, that's really, you went right to the Holy Grail. Oh,
no. You know what?
What?
You know, you think because he's fun and you're having fun, you can talk like that?
No.
Well, you can't.
No.
I don't care. We may be in my home right now. When we are out of this home, people listen to this outside in the
world.
May I
just make a point? Because you're a comedy person.
Is it an apology?
Yeah. No. Yes, I apologize. But honestly... Here's what I'd like to
just make me feel comfortable.
What I'm saying is if it didn't mean, if that word did not mean what it means, tell me it wouldn't be a cute name for like a pet.
Oh, absolutely.
If it wasn't a bad word for black people.
Absolutely. When I get a dog, I want to name a dog Nugget, which is very close to that.
Close to
a cute little dog.
Okay.
Nigger Nugget?
Okay.
Nugget?
Okay.
I mean, come on. Is that cute?
That.
If it's a black dog, if it's a black dog or
a
caramel colored dog,
let's get back to your career.
Okay.
I like,
So you're on Parks and Recreation, is that right?
Yes.
Have you ever been on the show? Do they ever
I have. I'm the animal control guy.
Oh, that's fun.
Oh, so you're acting on the show. How often do they put you on the show?
Very rarely.
2 times, 3 times?
I think 3 times I've been on.
Yeah. Okay. And would you enjoy more?
You're not doing a good enough job, but they don't need the character.
Isn't the grass always greener? You always want to do what you're not doing, right? I'd love to act.
I love
sure. Sitting in a writer's room with a bunch of sweaty men for 12 hours a day.
How many women are on staff?
You know, actually, I do take that back because there are a lot of women on this show.
Who's on this show? What women? How many women?
There's about 10 people on staff, and last season it was half and half. There were five female writers.
That's good. So
Got their own shows and went on to do
all of them.
Well, Kapnick went on to do Suburgatory.
Oh, yeah. She wrote that show.
She created that show.
Wonderful.
And then Emily Spivey went on to do Up All Night.
Oh, the one with the husband with the baby.
The husband with the baby.
And what about the other three?
And then three are still there.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, Katie Dipple, Chelsea Peretti, Aisha Muhar.
Oh, they're very cute. I know all but the black sounding one.
She is a black.
Yeah, I don't know what's
that. Hilarious. Aisha. She went to Harvard with
Aisha. What's the last
Muhar?
Spell that.
Muharrar.
Wait, she's like African, yeah?
Well,
where's she from? Kenya?
She's from Long Island.
Really?
Muhar to me sounds more Arab than it does
Morocco. Yeah. Aisha Morocco.
Okay.
Well. Are you ever nervous?
Right now.
Okay. Fair enough.
Why are you nervous? What are you nervous about?
I don't know.
Circling.
Are there any Muslims on staff?
There's no Muslims
good.
On staff.
Good. Good.
There's no policy.
I'm going to go ahead and say good. Well, they're not funny. Okay. Are they funny?
You know what?
Have you ever met a funny Muslim?
Absolutely.
Harris Whittles, have you ever met a funny Muslim person? Ever?
I don't know if I have. I don't know a lot of Muslim people.
You would know.
I know some funny Indian.
This is not an
Did I ask Indian or did I ask Muslim?
This is not an appropriate line of question.
Why?
Okay.
I just want to know where to see the good Muslim stand-up comedy.
Ahmed Jalili.
I don't even know. Is that a made-up word?
He's a British comedian. He's very funny.
Doesn't count. He's British, right?
Yeah, no.
I'm moving on from Muslim.
Okay, fair enough. Fair is fair.
We're talking about some real shit right now.
Yeah, we're getting into a deep Harris Whittles.
If you could see 2 years into the future of your career, where would you like to be?
I probably would like to, write a show and act.
Your very own show. With you in it. Yeah. Like the Sarah Silverman program, but the Harris Whittles program.
But, it's pretty, it's a little crazy to think like that.
Why?
Why is
you have so much potential.
That's exactly how you should be.
You should absolutely.
Like what? Just have, confidence?
No. What?
Why not?
First of all, I don't think confidence is a problem.
No.
Let's
stop pretending.
But second of all.
In terms of, acting, Hollywood has designated me as a Jewish writer. That's
and it's, but not no because you do
what
you
does
perform
that mean,
when you
though?
Do comedy
I
mean,
that I would love to Jewish, act I, but I don't think I'm castable. I look like I'm 25 and 50.
Why do you have to
old.
Wait for someone to cast you? Why can't you come up with an idea that's fun? Yeah. Look at Louis.
Yeah.
Look at Louis.
Yes.
Who would think anyone would want to watch
that? What is that show about? Nobody knows.
You guys like Louis?
I think it's terrific.
Not for me. Okay.
I watched the first season of that show on my iPad. Comedy.
Or Private Practice.
Sure, that's, on the plane. That's
my son Jordan said, you got to check out Louis. I said, look, my Netflix queue is like, what?
Yeah.
And he said, Ma, listen, put this to the top. I said, all right. So on the plane, I watched it on the iPad. First 3-4 episodes, I've never seen anything less entertaining or less interesting. And then something happened. So either he had a conversation with himself or his girlfriend had a conversation with him. Someone had a conversation with Louis.
I looked at his face and threw up.
And but he thinks that's what he thinks. He thinks the same of himself. And then that show went so wacko off the rails. It was fabulous.
Not for me.
Because no one else is doing. I mean, one episode is funny. The next episode is absolutely horrifying and tragic. But that's wonderful. How life is.
You know what's
that's
fun?
That's how life is.
It's edgy and fun.
Mm-hmm.
Glee. You see Glee?
I don't know if it's
edgy.
Oh,
it's so adorable. They're singing in songs.
It's
and they're
the
doing
only
singing.
Thing that's edgy about it is it's all homosexual.
It's edgy. I love it.
And
it's so much
it's programming
fun.
Also
it's
for
it's kind of sexy. I just love it. Oh, it's so you should absolutely watch it.
Could not
that and Modern Family.
You love
oh my
she gets
god!
A kick out
this
of one's
you think that
marriage
show's edgy?
With it. I mean, isn't it? Yeah,
no.
Fun, really
no.
edgy.
That would that show's yeah. edgy.
I think it is a funny
I love
show.
It. Yeah, I like Dina Fey. I'm not interested.
I don't know
in
what
it.
Happened.
Dina Fey.
Dina
not
Fey.
For me.
I don't know what happened. There used to be a whole bunch of funny shows.
Yeah.
I mean, like 10, 15 years ago.
Yeah.
You Cheers. Could turn on
like,
TV.
Like, what era are we talking?
Cheers. Night Court.
Oh,
yeah.
This is pre-Friends.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
The Jeffersons.
You turn on the TV, there'd be four of those in a row.
Yeah.
Right. Now, somebody makes something
Give
that's
me a
halfway
break.
Decent.
What about, like,
Facts of Life.
What about The Office? What about stuff like
Silver
that?
Silver Spoons.
Are you not into the NBC?
The British Office, I think, is terrific.
Interesting.
I thought both of them, I tried to watch them. I fell asleep. So, you know what I wound up doing? I kept it on because the light was good. Like it looked like basically if you
like the lighting of
no I just to me it was like it looked like a documentary, so it looked like I was watching something smart, so I felt smart.
Oh, right,
but I would
right.
turn down the volume and then put on the soundtrack to Jersey Boys so I could dance
she
around.
Did the same thing with Mad Men.
Yo, well, that was a bore. What a snore fest. Like, everyone's always in a meeting
right
on that show, and it's the same thing with The Office. They never leave the office.
Yeah, well, it's
here's
easier
what I
to shoot, I guess.
Here's what I want to say to you, Harris.
Yeah.
When you're talking about what you want to do, mm-hmm. okay, and that people think you're this and people think you're that. Mm-hmm. I've got news for you. Mm-hmm. Nobody knows what you are. Only you know. And these people have no idea what they want. You have to tell them what they want. You say, here's what I'm selling you. It's funny. I'm confident. I know exactly how it's going to go. If you gave me the money, I could make 30 of these tomorrow. Don't worry about it. They'll be on your desk on time, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. Right.
When you're looking for answers from them is where the system falls apart.
Okay.
Now, when was the last time something was truly terrific and original that was exactly like everything else that was on TV? This is what happens. Someone does a show like The British Office. Every other show after that looks like that show.
Rana, yeah. You're like Martin Luther King Jr.
When it comes to entertainment, I feel very passionate.
Yeah, that was very rousing.
I mean, you really
and
are.
And when you have your own voice. You're a comedian. You're a stand-up. You're a writer. Whatever you are, you're adorable.
But it
doesn't matter. You could be hideous. Look at Kevin James. They'll let him do anything. They will let him do.
Rana really doesn't like Kevin James.
I'm gonna.
Okay,
I'm
Rana,
not gonna go off on.
Rana,
I'm gonna
please.
Stop you know, on Kevin James because I get very upset when I think about Kevin James.
He has a great stand-up special. Say what you will about Zookeeper and everything that came
after. You and
your
friends can enjoy that, and I would probably throw my television out a window if right. I had to. I'd jump off of an airplane if I was stupid enough to fly American, and it was the only thing they had on, because, you know, they don't give you your own TV set.
I had to fly American 2 weekends ago.
But in any event, all I'm saying is do what you want. Write your show. Say you're doing it. Have your agent, whoever, send you into a room. Say, look, here's what it is, guys.
Can
okay?
I? Can I? May
Call
I?
Me when you're ready to give me the money.
May I? May I? May I be Martin Luther King now?
I have added.
May I be Martin Luther King?
Please.
There is only one. Yeah. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Harris Whittles.
You
that may
exactly
think that
right.
there's lots of them. You might think no. you're a Jason Goldberg. There's 1,022 Jason Goldbergs doing the Jewish writer thing.
Yeah.
I already know that. But you, there's only one.
You're the only
Harris
person
Whittles.
Living your life, Harris.
That's right, Harris. Nobody else is doing it. So you get out there and you say, I'm going to be your Jew writer, but I'm going to do it my way.
I couldn't agree more.
Thank you.
I couldn't agree more. I hope the next
Dueling
time that we talk
MLKs,
to you.
MLKs. I love this.
I hope the next time we talk to you that we've turned on our TV, we said, I wonder if he'll remember us.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's surrounded paparazzi.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's surrounded by
this.
Paparazzi.
This is the moment my life was turned around.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was this conversation.
Yeah. Yeah.
In terms of work, and I think we made some
well with the women
relationship stuff. Forget it.
Don't worry about it.
Screw
it. You're never going to figure it out
right now.
Do it.
And then
stick
get
it
married
in.
After you get your show.
When do you think is the right age to settle down?
I think
32. You'll be all right.
32.
Before
I have to meet her at like what 29?
No.
29.
Nope.
Is the worst age a man
nope.
can be.
Yeah.
You. Here's what you do.
Okay.
You concentrate on getting successful because
okay.
you're never going to want to settle down with someone until you feel that you're successful.
Right.
It's in your DNA. You may think that you can overcome that intellectually. You can't.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's the story.
It's
when
a big
you
reason
feel,
why I'm trying to get successful.
When you
why
feel
any of us are
financial.
Right?
Well, I don't look.
Well, why any guy is.
Harris, you stick.
No,
that
not to just so you can catch it. You can impress a girl anyway, but you got to catch the right one.
Yeah.
Me,
me. Stick. That circumcised friend of yours
yeah.
into whatever you can until for the next
you
few
are
years.
Gonna get tired.
Yep.
And you're gonna get old.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And you're gonna have nothing but your money.
Yep.
And that is the time.
That is depressing. That,
no, that's when
terrific.
You start a family.
yeah.
Okay.
And then
right.
life starts all over again.
That's right.
And the world comes to you.
And you right. won't
when
miss it.
When you're a man and you have a family, the world comes to you.
That's right.
Okay.
Your wife brings you your beautiful children. Here it is. I built this for you. Here you go.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. You, but you, all you do is worry about making sure there's enough shekels in the bank.
Yep.
Okay.
You're
so
on your
she
way.
Can buy you a beautiful home.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Make it gorgeous.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Send your kids to a lovely school.
Yep.
And you can watch your little seedlings grow up and you can be as proud of them in a way that you would never even imagine was possible.
And take a vacation.
Yeah.
That is beautiful.
And you'll be tired of writing by then anyway.
Okay.
But you'll be rich enough, it doesn't matter.
You'll be collecting checks.
They'll still keep buying ideas from you, even when they're horrible. That's what they do.
All right. That sounds like a hell of a plan.
Yeah, so
get out of here and start doing it with people.
Yeah. All right.
Do not get married till you're at least 32.
32.
And don't fall into any more traps.
That's a deal. You're both invited. Right now I'm saying
I can't wait. I always love a wedding.
I'll see. If I can make it, I'll be there.
I know I'll be there.
Harris, you're a doll.
Good luck to you, Poppy.
Thank you for being here. Have a wonderful... I hope you stop in Boston and get yourself a delicious sandwich, a grinder or something like
that.
We call it a sub.
Right.
They call it a hoagie.
From the north.
Is that cute?
Is that funny?
Go to the north end.
Why not?
All right.
Lovely to see you,
me
Harris.
Too.
We hope we'll see you soon.
Thank you. You will.
Oh, he is terrific. He's so up and coming, that guy.
You know what they said? He was like a comic to watch, like a comic.
Oh, well,
I mean, I know we talked about it, but, you know, he's just somebody that, like, he's got his finger on the pulse. Of course, he's small, so his body should all be on the
pulse.
But
he's just very smart.
I do worry about
him,
though. He's very Jewish looking.
Yeah, well, look.
It doesn't help everybody.
No, it doesn't. But it was okay for Jeff. It was okay for Larry. But in any event... I wanted to tell you, now we always turn our phones off when we do the podcast.
Of course.
But I put mine on silent this time, which maybe wasn't the most polite thing I ever
did. Oh, I don't care. I never turn mine off completely.
But I was so concerned about Jordan.
Again?
Again.
Still?
Are you serious?
I thought we got over it. I told you would do the shred with me and Risa.
Okay,
and
please.
All right. You're still upset.
He texted me, and he did text me during the thing, and he said, Mom, sorry.
Is that cute?
And I texted back, and I said, you're still not going to Cuba. And he texted back, and he said, no is the beginning of a conversation. And it made me laugh. That made me laugh.
You know who makes me laugh?
That's what my father used to say. No is the beginning of a conversation. He was a salesman.
Risa. Risa makes me laugh.
Beverly, I'm a little concerned about you right now.
Why?
You're having a little bit of a one-track mind.
No, I'm not.
I mean, you're always only in your own world.
Rana, are you jealous of Risa? Because I've been spending so much time with my friend.
No, as I told
who is 100% real.
What?
She's a real person, Rana. No, if you're implying that she's not.
I was not. I told you.
She's going to be pulling up in any minute in her Nissan Altima.
Okay, well,
it's burgundy.
I'm going to take your word for it.
Yeah.
How does that sound?
No, you don't have to. Why don't you come outside and say hi to her?
I don't need to meet Risa.
She would like to meet you. She
I'm
wants
sure
to know all the important
would.
People in
I'm
my
sure
life.
Sure she would.
She wants to know all of Beverly, the whole Beverly.
It feels a little bit...
What?
What was the movie with Jennifer Jason Leigh and the other one? And
Dorothy Parker.
She pushed a puppy out the window.
What are you talking about?
Horrible film.
What? I have absolutely no idea.
It was on the TV at the Mandarin Oriental when I had to go to DC for that CJP event.
Honestly?
Single white female.
Oh, I understand. I think I understand.
Have you seen that film?
I don't need to see that film.
I think you should.
I have seen it, but I don't need to. No, excuse me.
I think you might need to see that film.
Risa and I...
I don't know who's Jennifer Jason Leigh in this situation.
I wasn't going to tell you what happened, but I was on the phone very late last night with Risa, and we were giggling, like we were watching TV at the same time, and we were giggling, and we did have a giggle about this kind of like... thing that you're doing right now, like this thing.
What thing are
this,
you
this like this is how you are, this is what's going on, label. You're very label conscious.
Oh, you mean you were making fun of me with Risa?
No, I mean your name came up and we had a giggle.
Yeah,
you but it wasn't
Beverly,
like, you know what I
we've
mean
we've done this once before.
Which part?
We've done this once before.
What
you want to bring that up again?
I don't know what
when you
you're
said the entire congregation.
Okay, jealousy is a green-eyed Rana. Jealousy is a green-eyed Rana.
When you said the entire congregation said I had a stick up my ass, does that sound familiar?
No, because I forgot
when
about
you were
bad
talking
things.
About
I forget
me
about bad
my
things.
Back,
I didn't talk about
familiar?
You. I just didn't defend you. And not only that, Rana.
Well, here's another example of that.
Would you like to come to the? Is this about you wanting to come to the Christian Science Monitor and look at the reflecting pool?
This is about me. Asking you to wait outside until Risa gets here. I'm sure you're going to have a wonderful time.
I'll leave the door open. You come with me.
Yeah, I won't be coming with you.
I know.
But
I
appreciate
understand.
That.
She is a beautiful girl.
I'm sure she's wonderful. And I'll tell you something. I'm thrilled she exists. Maybe she can take you to the aquarium or something. See the milk bottle.
Milk bottle. I'd like to thank Michael Costantini, Risa Klein, John Ross Bowie, Risa Klein, Noah Lebanzon,
okay,
and Risa Klein.
Okay.
I'd like to thank our producer, Michael Constantini, my friend, Risa Klein.
We got it.
And the boys who did the music.
Yeah.
And then
email us if you want to.
Yeah.
Shalom at Ron and Beverly.
Or Risa@risaklein.com. She's got a web site.
Okay.
For her business.
All right,
she
Beverly.
Makes her own confetti.
I just want to say you've been a wonderful.
All different shapes.
Confetti?
Yeah.
Is
theme confetti.
Right? She's a confetti designer.
Correct.
Is that what you're
theme
telling
me? Confetti. Isn't that a fun business?
It's
she's
a boy
upbeat.
Confetti?
Upbeat. She's
like a,
upbeat.
Like a pacifier?
Yeah. Like little blue pacifier. Exactly. Nobody else does it. It's so fun.
I am starting to think she doesn't exist. I'll be honest with you.
Okay, Rana. The proof is in the puddings.
All right. You know what, Beverly?
Pudding.
You've really been a wonderful friend this afternoon.
Pudding.
Thank you for listening.
Pudding.
Thank you for listening.
Pudding.
All right. We'll see you next time.
Pudding.